Well, yeah, this is exciting, but I mean, first lead of the game is when your daughter hits the shot.
Yeah, with what, 20 seconds maybe?
I think it was even less than that.
Yeah, it might have been less than that. Yeah, you know, it was a struggle right from the start. They beat us twice this year. To be honest with you, I think it was a little bit of a mental block for us. We got, as you saw at the start of the game, I mean, we were so tight, and we did everything we thought of to loosen them up, and they were just tight, and we fall down by, I think, 14 at one point. And, it's a credit to them, though. They just worked and worked and worked. Our bench was really encouraging. Our girls came in, and everybody that came in contributed, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I can tell you when I was sitting there at 21-7, I wasn't expecting to be talking to you all elated after the game. So it was a great comeback for us.
What was going through your head of trying to make changes and stuff like that when you're down by that much?
I knew it wasn't necessarily any. We were just so tight. I mean, well, you saw, Paige threw three passes off the wall, I think. We were just so wound up that
you guys
just couldn't
get.
Yeah,
a lot of turnovers in that first quarter.
We did.
I don't think you're getting many shots off because of that.
No, we weren't. But, we settled down, and what really did it for us was defensively. Once we got into our 1-3-1 and sort of packed it in, we were much more effective. And then down the stretch, we switched to man, which we played against them both times. And I think the switch just sort of caught them off guard a little bit, and we were able to force some turnovers, a couple rush shots, got the rebounds, converted, and obviously made some big shots down the stretch. Yeah, she was right in front of me, and one of the things we had talked about, especially the defense they were playing, let's face it, they weren't they weren't focused on Paige necessarily. And I just said, she was standing right in front of me. I said, penetrate, and typically she's going to make a good decision. Yeah. It was actually a little bit of a prayer, but hey, it was right on target, so it looked good. But she did. It was a great shot. And then down the stretch, we played some good defense. Shannon hit that free throw, and we didn't talk about it actually, but I was really glad she missed the second one because it made them take some time off the clock and didn't get it. And then Shannon got the big block too. I mean, you never know, especially with Teresa Teal, she can throw anything in from anywhere. The senior class obviously means a ton to me. I mean, I have a daughter in it. I've coached these girls since third and fourth grade. I mean, the whole team means a ton to me, but the senior class especially, these six girls have been unbelievable this year. They've set the footprint of how you want to lead and how you want to do things, which has taught our juniors and sophomores a lot. And I didn't realize this until we won on Wednesday. That was their first district win ever for the senior class. And Shannon's been on the varsity for 4 years, so, and Paige for 3. And I was on the bench. I guess I wasn't paying that close of attention. But it was, so that was a neat experience. And then, like I say, tonight, obviously I would have liked to win by 20, but, to win in this fashion was actually more rewarding. And see the excitement, and you said the emotion. The coach had to keep it together himself.